Voices that inspire the extended interview.
Katrina Tuggerson, president of Capital City Chamber of Commerce.
So we started talking and you told me that you came up here to go to school. Is that how you first came to Tallahassee?
Right. That's how most people start coming to Tallahassee. They come because Tallahassee is a great community for our universities that we have here and their top universities. So I was brought here after seeking where I'm going to go to school, coming from Ocala, Florida, and I chose Tallahassee.
So I won't ask you what year that was because that'd be rude. But how long have you, like, so Tallahassee has become home to you?
It has. I've been here right at 31 years. Right at 31 years in Tallahassee, and I haven't calculated that in a while, so thank you for pulling that out of me. But I've been here in the community right at 31 years.
And did you ever think you would be here all those years?
No, but Tallahassee sucks you in. So either you, and we talk about this all the time in community meetings, how do we retain our good people in our community, ones that come to school, and if they want to stay in a small community, but also thriving community, and this is what it looks like.
So how did you find your path then to be kind of this champion for the community by working at the Capital City Chamber?
I always had that passion. I didn't know it was being almost, I want to say, birthed in me from just working in my community in Ocala, Florida through my parents, because they are big community advocates as well. And so I found a niche there. But what happened is I kind of toured away from that. And when I came up for school, I said, I want to do something different, because as being a community leader or a servant leader is tasking. It's a lot. And I've always seen my parents make it happen for people, make pathways for businesses, and done a lot of things within the community. When you grow up like that, you have to take a break and like, okay, that's not what I want to do. But I saw myself coming back to it, especially with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. I was a campus director for them for 13 years, with that being coupled with me still doing some type of that work, helping students. So I also had the opportunity to lead there and go to Capital City Chamber of Commerce and do from the business perspective. And so if you think about it, I've always done the same thing that was planted in me from the beginning.
So you came to it very honestly.
I did. I said all that to say I came to it very honestly. I honestly did.
So right now, as part of what's your focus at the chamber? What are you trying to? What's the goal right now that you're focusing on?
The goal right now is for Capital City Chamber. So when I first reconvened the chamber back together, and we have a great foundation and board, and we're coming up on our 30 years of celebrating, the focus was what you hear all national is the focus of capital with small black businesses and how hard it is for us to get dollars in order to maintain and keep businesses going in different communities, not just Tallahassee, it's all over. So I attend meetings. I am friends with Big Bend Minority Chamber. I'm friends with Greater Tallahassee Chamber. But as a small community like Tallahassee, we always get asked the question, what is your niche and what do you do? So one of the things I took back and looked at a blueprint on what all programs that we all focus on, and I really focus on the capital resources that we've had been able to access, and it even strengthened more, which sounds sad to say, during COVID, right? And so how can we couple and strengthen what we already had in a program that we have set in place with some dollars and access and building programs around that?
So I've heard, and I want to, is this true, that the one of the fastest growing areas is women-owned businesses?
It is. Women, we run different. We run different, and I can see you smiling off of that. We run with a drive of need and passion. And so most of the time, a lot of small women-owned businesses, they come because of out of a need or out of a need that we can't give to our family. And so how do we create a solution? And so that's where a lot of businesses thrive from. And you see that with minority businesses, Hispanic businesses. So one of the things I did when we reconvened Capital City Chamber, also including the board, I looked at everything. And it was when we first started off, it was Capital City Chamber of Commerce, African American Chamber of Commerce. They had the words African American in there. And what happened was I said, we want to be a chamber, a small chamber that strategically for everyone, for all small businesses, because we are minorities, we do attract who in our culture because we're sitting in a leadership seat. With that being said, I want it to be a chamber that welcomes everybody.
So what would you say, like, the average small business size is?
Oh, my. In Tallahassee, the average small business, I mean, it can, starting from one person all the way up to, it's large corporations around here. But the average size to get productive work done, it may be like around three people.
Which I think is important for people to realize, especially if you have an idea that you want to have your own business, that you can start small and it doesn't have to be this huge thing.
I tell you what, starting small sometimes is more efficient. It is more efficient if that's where you need to start. It's less people making decisions. You have an opportunity to work with the few people that you have in hand. But what the chamber has done over the last couple of years, we've had the opportunity to have like technical assistance. So you may come with that small business that has the best food truck, but you may not have the administrative assistance. And so we've been able to fill those gaps with our workshops.
Yeah, so really filling that need of helping people be successful.
Right, right.
So what gets you excited about this work?
Oh, my goodness. Like I mentioned before, the capital resources that we've had opportunities to bring to people it's just been breathtaking, and it makes me excited. Not necessarily that the money has to come to our pockets, but for us to just bless other people and other businesses, that's where my excitement comes from, because I am a true believer. I know it can work. I've seen it. I've seen it work in other communities. Just having a caring about the businesses around here, and especially if a business is determined and you see their passion and their drive to get it done, it can work.
And you have to have that drive.
You have to keep. When I tell you have to have that drive and to keep going, is crazy. And we're living in a time where the pressure is so great right now. And so now I'm starting to have conversations where what does it make sense to sell and pivot? And so this is the time that we're coming in. And it's not, and I had to get in mind that it's not necessarily of you being a, you're losing your business, you will always be the founder. You will always be the founder. Whether you sell today or sell tomorrow, you will always be the founder. So it can be Katrina Baking Cookies Company. I will always be the founder of it if I sell it. And so if you get that concept in your mind that you're not losing anything but gaining and can get your top dollar out of it, and those are conversations we're starting to have in the community.
It sort of reminds me of Famous Amos when, you know, he started his cookie empire and then he ended up having to sell it. But
right.
The name stayed.
The name stayed.
And, you know, everybody still thinks of him when you eat a Famous Amos
cookie. And so sometime when you're small business, you have founder syndrome. And with that founder syndrome, you just don't want to let it go. But does it really make good business sense?
Yeah. So being able to be nimble a bit is important as a business owner, to be able to not get so emotionally attached that you can't think smart about letting someone else buy it or pivoting to something else.
Yeah. And it's different for different cultures, especially for the minority, for the Black community. Our culture, we work so hard to get where we are. And it's a sense of pride. So, and it's not a negative pride. It's a pride that we did it, and it was done. And so you work so hard, and just to see it passed on to someone. But you got to think now, this generation is different. So it may not even pass to your family member or even your kids, because they may want to do something different. And now, being in 2024, they have that opportunity too. And especially being in Tallahassee, we afford them different opportunities for coming up, like I did coming up here for school, in order to pivot. So you just have to get a different mindset about how you want your business and your legacy to be left.
That's a really good point. For the people who are part of the chamber that you serve, do you find that many of them are originally from here, or they move here? Like, what's the flow of people that are coming in?
The flow of people that are coming in, and I'm glad you asked that question, has been, especially connecting with the chamber, has been alumni. Alumni from FAMU and also from Florida State. I actually had opportunities for different businesses that may want to come back, doing FAMU's homecoming and give back to the community, or with FSU, different notable ones that want to come back and speak on our platform at the conference because it's here in town, and share what has really changed their life and their trajectory here in Tallahassee. So I think and I know from the alumni that are coming and giving back and just being voices similar to what I'm doing that inspire, help businesses here, or they are connected to a lot of the businesses I see that are here also is businesses that have already been connected to the universities as well.
We are so fortunate to have these universities in the community. They just generate such opportunity with the students that come here to go there, who may stay or come back, for the activities they generate, the thoughts, the discussions that they help foster. It would be a very different place if we didn't have those schools here.
Absolutely. It would be a very different place. But I don't know that it would be that difficult because, like I told you, I'm from Ocala, Florida. So down there in that area, I also do work in that area. In that community, I've seen where the tables were turned from the leadership in the communications with the mayor, with the elected officials down there, where they wanted to have a vibrant and thriving community. So they started opening it up. So if you notice, if you travel on 75, you see all the manufacturers coming. So it's a matter of our leadership and the blueprint of our city and our county on what we wanting to come to Tallahassee and how vibrant do we want to be in those areas. And we noticed, like, the last year or so, the OEV office has won awards for the vibrancy and the vitality right here in Tallahassee. So we're doing a great job. We're meeting all the records according to national records. So I don't think it's anything negative that we say. Besides, I make a standard for Capital City Chamber. One of my standards to myself and to my community, if you don't miss me, we're not doing enough. If my door is closed tomorrow or today, and you don't say what happened to Capital City Chamber of Commerce, we're not doing enough. We're not making a large footprint in the community.
It's good words to remember, you know. How do you measure your impact?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people know there are three different chambers?
Oh, absolutely. We get it all the time. But even though when we get it all the time, I don't look at it as a negative. One of my things I use there is several churches. People choose where they choose to be. People choose and serve where they choose to serve. So I don't think having three chambers is a negative, because the important part of having the three chambers is what we already do. I have the pleasure of meeting with the other two chamber presidents and say, hey, this is what we're doing. What are you doing? I was doing, so we don't have events at the same time. We're not running into each other. And we also measure how we can couple together and benefit the community as a whole. So it's not about how many entities are doing the same thing. How do you find your niche? And I think we find that niche.
And in finding that niche, you can better serve.
You can better serve different pockets of people without trying to be it. whatever it is. It takes time to build that community. Even with three chambers, we all serve different pockets of people.
So are your parents still alive?
My dad, unfortunately, has passed. It will be 12 years, but it seemed like it was yesterday. I do have a mother that should be in a recliner, but she is at her office right now, generating what she can do next and keep going. So she's still with me. So I have my mom and two kids.
So your mom, she must be so proud of you.
I'm proud of her.
It's mutual.
It's mutual. So it came, you don't know. It's a different feeling, even as me being in the role and being a parent myself, when your kids do get it. When you can actually see and you living to see it and they're getting it and they checking the block and like, oh, okay, maybe they got that from me. It hits home different and it feels different. So, yes, she does say that she's proud of us, but it's not about I was also taught it's not about being humble with it. And how do you be humble at the same time in all of the successes that you've done? Because it's not just about me. It's about the community.
Well, that's good to remember and good messaging for. We want to encourage people to feel part of a community and to, because a community is better when people get involved and step up to help in some aspect. We can't all do the same things, but we all have things we can bring.
One of the strengths that has been with me, I know, from taking seat for Capital City Chamber, is when I walk in, I don't walk in for me. I walk in for the people that I represent and for the businesses that I represent. With that mind, I can come in and ask you for any dollar amount, because I know it's not for my personal gain.
Well, Katrina, I think we can end it with that statement right there. That was fabulous. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this conversation or you'd want people to know?
The only thing I would want people to know is I love doing what I do. I love working in my community and the successes of seeing people and businesses smile, getting capital access and having access to the resources that we put here in the community makes my heart happy. And I just love serving the Tallahassee community. Katrina Tuggerson, Capital City Chamber of Commerce President, I believe in having a caring heart with all that I do.